I'm in my car right now, and I am driving to Sony Pictures Studios.
In half a mile, turn left onto Sawtell Boulevard.
And it is a beautiful 92-degree fall day. That just doesn't seem fair. I don't think it should be this easy to sweat in November. But yeah, I'm driving to Sony Pictures because I'm meeting up with Dan Levy. Dan has a new special coming out on CISO, but he's also a writer for the Goldbergs, and so I'm meeting him at their offices on the Sony lot. But before we get to that, I guess I should say, welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Stephen.
When will this come out, by the way?
I want to put it out Monday.
Great.
So to put out the special really quick. So just to start, if you could just introduce yourself.
My name is Dan Levy. I'm a comedian and a writer, and I have a special Dan Levy line coming on CISO November 17th. This is the CISO podcast. I feel excited to be a part of the CISO family with Andrew, my CISO brother-in-law.
The first time I heard Dan Levy was on Pete Holmes's You Made It Weird podcast. And at one moment during the interview, Pete suddenly realized he was surrounded by shoes in Dan's apartment. And when I walked into Dan's office, one of the first things he did was compliment me on my shoes. And I soon too realized that I was surrounded by shoes. Dan's a shoe guy. But he's also a comedy guy.
Well, I got started in comedy when I was 9 years old. I was not, you know, the best student as a fourth grader. Had a lot of issues. I guess I had a lot of low self-esteem. I don't really remember this. This was what my mom has told me. So I do have this one vision of just like kicking rocks literally on a driveway and being very bored. So my mom didn't know what to do. And then she saw like in the local newspaper that this theater group was opening called Curtain Call. And she said, maybe you could do this. So then at like 9, I started doing like improv games. You know, like first, middle, last, physical freeze tag, all that kind of stuff. And I was super into it. And then I took all of my annoying energy and put it right into improv and did that through high school. And then was doing sketch comedy in high school. And then was doing, you know, two-man sketch comedy in high school. And I would perform in New York. And it was super exciting. And then I went to Emerson in freshman year. I think October of my freshman year, I was immediately performing at comedy clubs all around Boston. Yeah, I just have always been, you know, like I feel like I've been a comedy nerd before. You know, comedy nerd was a thing, and now it's just like, now it's a brand.
Yeah, what are some of those early comedy things that maybe you were inspired by?
Well, I was inspired a lot by A&E, even at the Improv, which was, you know, basically just people doing stand-up for 7 minutes. Just like, I'm trying to think of the equivalent now, but maybe the Adam Devine comedy show, comedy set.
Or like YouTube.
Yeah, or YouTube, you know. But there was Premium Blend, there was the A-List, there was all these shows, and I would just, you know, watch them every single night, and then I was just, you know, obsessed with comedy specials and all that kind of stuff. Steve Martin, Robin Williams. I didn't even know really why I loved it so much. I just was like, just all I cared about was comedy. And then as I got older, I got more into it. I remember, like, seeing Chris Rock's Bring the Pain, you know, when I was 15, and like sitting on the edge of my parents' couch and just like watching it and like not believing what I was hearing and seeing. And I remember just thinking like, oh my God, I gotta be this guy.
Do you remember any of those early jokes or anything like specifics?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I've said this. I said this the other day when I was talking to someone else, but like my favorite joke from that time was, I don't remember who the comedian was, and I'm hoping at some point he will hear this if he's still alive and contact me, because this is honestly the joke that inspired me to be a comedian, which is so funny because it's not even, you know, it's not that great of a joke. But the idea was that back in the day during like the gladiator fights, one of the intro songs for one of the gladiators when he come out to fight a lion was, it's like a Greek song, and the circus used it. So, like, I remember the joke was something like, can you imagine, like, ladies and gentlemen, today, find the lion, Theseus! I remember just thinking that was so funny. I mean, I probably was 11,
yeah,
but that joke stuck with me, and I remember, you know, meeting Bud Friedman to me was, like, such a huge deal when I came to L.A., and I, you know, performed at some of his clubs, and he saw me I remember he came over to me at the Macho Comedy Festival, Bud Friedman. Now that I remember this, but he came over to me, he's like, "You're really funny. I want you to work my club." And I remember like thinking that was like a huge moment for me because I remember watching him like host the A&E of the Improvs, and still think it's awesome.
That's really cool. And come full circle, your new special is called Lion.
Exactly. Look at this.
The joke that started it, and the joke that ends it.
Exactly.
This is the end of your comedy career.
The end of my comedy career. I was so obsessed with everything in the beginning, you know, like trying to get like a 7-minute set that was perfect. To do the Montreal Comedy Festival, to do the Aspen Comedy Festival. I was so obsessed with like everything. I remember like so many times like agents and managers would be like, "Okay, now like really got to figure out what's your point of view. Like that's what you want to do. You want to get your point of view across and all this stuff." And I remember like really trying to focus. Like, what's my point of view? Like I'm 24. Like, you know, I smoke weed. That's cool. That's my point of view. Like I had all this. And then, you know, as I've gotten older, I've honestly like stopped thinking about that and just have just done stand up and just like, you know, focused on writing and performing. And then now I feel like, ironically, like I have like now my manager will call me and be like, "Yeah, your special's so great. Like I really feel like your point of view comes across." And I was like, "Oh, finally." Yeah. All I had to do was not care.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just do comedy. So I do feel like my comedy has grown up, but I think the best part about it for me is that I didn't really think about it. Yeah. It just sort of organically happened.
And like I mentioned at the top of the show, Dan is also a writer.
My writing started just honestly from stand-up. You know, I was doing the real, like, if I'm going to really try, you know, go back to where it started, it was I had a joke in my college act, because I did a lot of colleges, you know, back in the day, and I did a joke about being in a long-distance relationship, and that joke became a web series for Sony, Crackle, which is like in the building across from this building, and I did a web series, and then that became a pilot, you know, for MTV. The first episode of TV Show Me shot it, and then did not get picked up. But since then, they then like did like a deal with me to like write another script, and I basically started writing scripts. And then at that point, me and Whitney Cummings were really good friends, and she was writing a pilot for NBC, and I was writing a pilot for NBC. And she was like, "Hey, if my show gets picked up and yours doesn't, you should come right on my show." And I was like, "Yeah, but mine's getting picked up. I'm going to be a superstar." And it did not. And then I worked on her show. I had this plan to do the special. So during the last hiatus, I went on like the first tour I've gone on in like 5 years and went all around the country, which was super fun. And then I'm back here. So now I'm not going to really have a break until the next hiatus, which will be March. And really, I did all my jokes in that hour. So what I did is every time I think of a joke, I write in my phone. And then when hiatus comes, I look and I'm like, "Oh, I have jokes." Yeah, the special's called Lion. I'm really proud of it. It's like, I feel like an hour of adult comedy, because I've been doing comedy for so long that like a lot of my, you know, like my Premium Blend and my Comedy Central Half Hour, like it's, you know, I think they're all like good and they've been funny and I'm proud of them, but they're definitely, I was a younger person. Mm-hmm. You know, my point of view has changed. I was, you know, 23 or whatever when I was on those shows. And I just remember like, you know, I did, my closer was about buying condoms and, you know, drinking tequila and smoking weed and all that kind of stuff. And now, you know, I literally was talking about having babies. I never wore the condoms that I bought in those first jokes, and now the whole family.
Dan's new stand-up special, Lion, premieres November 17th on CISO. He's also got a lot of other stuff going on.
I'll be on Seth Meyers December 13th. I'll be on At Midnight November 16th. Busy week.
And you can find him online at
Dan Levy on Twitter, at Dan Levy Show on Instagram, and most importantly, I'm the king of Snapchat, so I'm Dan Levy Snappy on Snapchat.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Andrew.
And thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate any sort of comments and ratings you can give us on iTunes. And you can also follow us on Twitter at CISO Show. That's SEESO Show. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the CISO C Show. Take care.